Welcome to the As the Leader Grows podcast. I am your host, Ken Jocelyn. I truly believe that everyone has something incredible to offer this world, but we too often get in our own way. We let the noise of this world crush our confidence and rob us of our focus. We let people and circumstances influence how we lead ourselves and how we lead others. The good news, you're not alone, and the change you desire is not out of reach. It's just on the other side of your decision to grow. A decision to grow into the leader that you're meant to be. If you're ready to build the confidence, gain the clarity, and create the community you deserve, you have landed in the right spot, and now is your time to grow. It's Ken. I am your host here on the As the Leader Grows podcast, and I am ridiculously excited about being with you guys today as we talk about the primary role of a leader. Like, what do leaders do? And I want to talk about that today. But before I do, absolutely blown away, humbled, super stoked about what God's doing with this podcast. Our average over the past 10 days, we're dropping this in about 10 days after I record it, but our average podcast download every 30 days, about a week and a half to 2 weeks ago, was like 400 to 500 episodes a month. And then 2 or 3 days later, it was 600. 2 or 3 days later, it was 900. 2 or 3 days later, it was 1600. Now it's like right at 2000 downloads a month. And I'm sure by the time we drop this podcast, it's going to be over 3,000 to 4,000 downloads a month. And super excited about that, guys, and honored and humbled. And our team is extremely grateful that you guys take time to be able to tune in to our podcast and subscribe, download. I see people sharing it all over social media. So I want to talk about the primary role of a leader today. One of the main questions I get a lot is this: Ken, how do you get where you are? Like, how does GSD grow the way it's grown in 2 years? How do you go from doing five events? We did five events from November of 2020 to our last event that we did in Atlanta, Create Conference, at the end of January, number one entrepreneur conference in the Southeast, with guys like John Maxwell and Jesse Itzler, my good friend Randy Garn, Jen Gottlieb, Melissa Jackson Vogel. I mean, just an unbelievable lineup, a few hundred people in the room. I mean, just absolutely mind-blowing at how fast we've grown. How do you go from the first event with 27 or 28 people, the second event with 35 to 36 people, the third event to like 50 people, the fourth event to about 40 or 50 people, and then this event in a span of 15 months? Like, how do you do that? Like, what's the key? And this is what I want to call the primary role of a leader. And this is it. And I have said this quote for 20 years. People go, Ken, how do you get on stage with a John Maxwell? How do you get on a stage in front of 8, 9, 10,000 people? How do you do and pull off your own conference? I want you to write this down. Again, if you're not driving, write this down with me really quick. When you act like you belong in the room, you'll get in the room. When you act like you belong in the room, you'll get in the room. Ken, what does that mean? This is the primary role of a leader. It's the primary role of any entrepreneur or business owner. As you're in the process of building confidence, gaining clarity, and creating community, the number one thing you need to do as a leader is act like you belong in the room. And so let me put that in a context you probably can understand a little bit more. And I want you to write this down. When you act like a business of, fill in the blank, let's say your business is at 500 grand or you're at 1.2 million. I know we've got a few businesses that are, in that seven figure range. I've got businesses inside of GSD community from seven figures all the way up into nine figures. We got one guy who did $6 million last month. I've got another guy who his goal every day is $275,000 in revenue per day across, I think there's 28 or 29 locations that he has, franchises. When you act like a business of, fill in the blank. So if you're at a business of $500,000 a year and you want to go to $2 million a year, when you act like a business of $2 million a year, you will become a business of $2 million a year. It's not difficult. The hard part is finding people who are ahead of you that's already done what you do. My good friend Brandon Dawson calls it model, mimic, and master. Find people ahead of you who have done what you've done and then model them. Like literally look at what they're doing and copy what they're doing. If it works, there's no sense in reinventing the wheel. It absolutely makes no sense to me. I remember when I was pastoring my church and we would see, you know, Growth Track, for example, or a certain thing that another church would do that was super successful. And I would go, and I would love it. It fit our DNA. It really was who we are. It was in alignment with who we were, our vision, our mission, the whole nine yards. And we would do it. And I would always get pushback. Why are we copying so-and-so? Or why are we copying this? Or why don't we create our own? And I think leaders that say or talk like that are leaders that, number one, aren't secure in and of themselves. I don't care. I'm absolutely not married to any process or anything that we do inside of GSD or inside of my Ken Jocelyn team on our real estate side. I'm not married to any process. I'm not married to anything except the overall vision. Like the overall vision that we do for GrowStat Drive, we help business leaders build confidence, gain clarity, and create community. Guess what? That is not open for debate. It's not open for debate at all. But how we get there, listen, I'm not married to anything. How we get there, I'm wide open to having discussions. So what's the primary role of a leader? Acting like you belong in the room. And I've said this forever. I kind of coined this quote 20 years ago when it came to getting in rooms with some of the people that I was spending time with then happened to be in ministry. Ken, how do you get on this stage? Or how do you, you know, get on this stage? How do you get connected with guys like a John Maxwell or a guy like a Ron Luce or a guy like a Danny Chambers? How do you get connected with all of these phenomenal world-class leaders? Well, when you act like you belong in the room, you'll get in the room. So just change the way you're acting to acting the way and behaving the way and living your life the way that people who are in a place that you want to be, whether it's personally, professionally, or financially, when you do that, what happens is you'll automatically begin to see doors open and things begin to come to fruition in your life. So if you're a business owner this morning, or even if you're a W-2 or salaried employee, you're like, well, I didn't get that promotion. Well, I didn't get this. Well, I didn't get that. Listen, if you act like a person who fits that job description and you're in a healthy organization, guess what's going to happen? They're going to put you in that position because it's in their best interest and the best interest of the organization to be able to promote you. But it's not about you deserving something because of tenure or because of your sex or because of your color. It's about you getting to a position and acting like you belong in the room. And when you do, I promise you the door open and you will get in the room. So for you business owners this morning, entrepreneurs, I want you to write this down. When I act like a business of, if it's a million, if it's two, if it's five, if it's 10, if it's 20, whatever the dollar figure is for you. I know my good friend Todd Voling at Stray Voltage up in Wisconsin, just outside of Chicago. Todd, I think they're $6-8 million a year company and their goal is to get to 10 or 12. And so he hired Stephanie as his CFO. Well, he had got to a place to where he had operated with like 27, 28 employees for so many years. He was the man. He was doing it all. Well, the reality of it is that's not scalable. It's not healthy for him. It's not scalable in the company. He can't service his clients or his team the way he needs to. So what did he do? Hey, if I want to become a business of 10 million or 12 million, I've got to hire a top-notch world-class CFO. Which is what he did. So when he hired Stephanie, now there's two of them. So for me, just recently, as we're getting ready to really go to the next level for us and go from multiple six figures a year to multiple seven figures a year in revenue inside of GSD this year, our goal was, okay, I've got to hire the best people that I can for different positions. So what did I do? I brought on about $45,000 a month in salaried positions and in advisory positions. You say, Ken, that's a lot of money. You better believe it is. Do you sleep good at night? Sometimes I don't. But the reality of it is, I understand if I want to be a business of 2 million or 3 million a year or 4 million a year, I've got to act like a business of $3 to $4 million a year. So when I look around at other organizations and they're doing 3 to 4 million a year, what do they have? They have phenomenal executive assistants. They have phenomenal operations people. They have phenomenal people to do content. They have a phenomenal sales and marketing team. They have absolutely amazing people on their team. So what did I do? I borrowed the model mimic master from my friend Brandon Dawson at Cardone Venture. I modeled what they're doing. So the primary role of a leader is to act like you belong in the room. And with that being said, that goes with your business. It goes how you do your business. It goes in all of those areas. When you act like a business of fill in the blank, you will become a business of fill in the blank. Now, I want to say this real quick. Sometimes you can't see a way because your lack of, and you fill in the blank, is in the way. Sometimes you can't see a way because your lack of fill in the blank is in the way. And there's several different things we're going to fill in with that. Sometimes you can't see a way because your lack of preparation is in the way. Sometimes it's preparation. Sometimes you can't see a way because you may be in a business that's multiple six figures. You're trying to get to seven for the first time. We've had several inside of our GSD community that have cracked seven figures for the first time in the last 12 to 24 months. In the middle of COVID. Like when you act like a business of, you're going to become a business of. But sometimes we can't see the way because our lack of preparation or our lack of discipline or our lack of paying the price or our lack of relationships are in the way. We don't have the right relationships. We don't have the level of preparation. We don't have the level of discipline in learning to pay the price where nobody else wants to pay the price. People go, Ken, how? Listen, December the 9th, 2019, I was down at 10X headquarters with Grant Cardone. First time I got to speak at 10X headquarters in front of all the sales team. 160, 80 people Grant had on his sales team. I got to share in front of the whole sales team, speak to everybody in the company that day. And then after the sales team meeting and the company meeting was done, we had a round table. There were, I don't know, half a dozen, 15 people that Grant had handpicked that were inside the mentorship program with Grant to be able to spend a half a day with Grant, Sherry, Richie Dolan, who was doing at the time Grant's Cardone licensee, and then my good friend Jerry Glant. And we're there. I was the one out of the 12 that they asked to share again to Grant my story. So I'm sharing my story. Now I'm looking around the room and I can go back right now in my mind and I can tell you, I can name off probably 10 to 15 of the names that were in that room. Out of the 10 or 15 people that were sitting at that table that day, I would say there's probably two or maybe three that I still see every single day showing up and building their business. The other ones, a lot of them have given up. A lot of them I won't hear from for 3 or 4 months. And then all of a sudden they come out like a hot flash in a pan, like, oh, hey, we're doing this webinar, or hey, I'm publishing this book, or hey, I'm doing this event, or hey, I'm doing this, or hey, my business is doing this. But it's not been consistency. Sometimes you can't see the way because your lack of consistency and discipline and preparation is in the way. And so if you want to act like a leader, if you want to act like you belong in the room of a business or business leaders or business owners that are seven figures or multiple seven figures, you've got to figure out what's in your way. What are the obstacles? And so for me, one of the biggest obstacles I see is discipline and paying the price. Like, people don't want to pay the price. People don't understand. Dude, it's every single day. Ken, do you have days you want to quit? You better freaking believe I do. Do you have days you're like, God, can I pull this off? You better believe I do. Do you have days that are phenomenal? Of course I do. Do you have days that suck? Of course I do. Everybody does. But it's about the concept of incremental, not monumental. Small, daily, disciplined decisions over time always equal monumental results. Success cannot escape you if you do the right things every single day. The problem with most people is they can't be consistent. So when you act like a business of fill in the blank, you'll become a business of fill in the blank. And sometimes you can't see your way or the way through because your lack of discipline is in the way. So you literally cannot see that. So here's one that I want to add for you guys today. Sometimes you can't see your way because your lack of feedback is in the way. Sometimes you can't see the way because your lack of feedback is in the way. And one of the things that I think is the most important things for us as business leaders that we need is we need feedback. Ken Blanchard calls feedback the breakfast of champions. I love that. I love Ken Blanchard. Feedback is the breakfast of champions. So why don't we ask for feedback? What's the problem? What is the main thing that trips us up when it comes to feedback? Here's what I believe is the number one answer. I believe we're afraid what we will hear. When the reality of it is because if we have a mindset that tends to struggle with insecurity or fear, what happens is we take that feedback personally. When it's not personal, it's, hey, number one, if you've got someone that will give you feedback, that means you've got someone in your circle or in your community or maybe even in your corner that cares enough about you to tell you the truth, because we need the truth. So out of those four or five things that I mentioned that stand in your way, sometimes you can't see your way because your lack of preparation, discipline, paying the price, your lack of relationships, your lack of feedback is standing in the way. What is the one thing that is standing in the way of you today moving forward in your business? What is the number one thing? If you said, if I fixed this, what's the one thing? I want you to write these three questions down, or at least process through these three questions. And that was question number one. What is the one thing? What is the one thing that I can do better? What is the one thing that if I remove this obstacle would make the biggest improvement? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to your circle. I want you to go to your corner. I want you to go to the four or five people you're the closest to, or the one or two people in your corner. And I want you to ask them these three questions. What is the one thing you notice from afar that I could be doing better? What is the number one thing that you noticed from afar that I could be doing better? Number two, what's the one thing that if I didn't do it, everything would improve? Like, some of us don't need a to-do list. We need a to-don't list. I'm not even sure if that's grammatically correct. But we need a stop doing list is what we need. And then ask them, hey, what do you think's the one thing that I'm lacking? Find people that love you and care for you and are confident enough in telling you the truth. And ask them this question. What's the one thing that you see in my life that if I improved on this one area, it's going to make the biggest difference? So we're talking about the number one thing that leaders have to do. What is the number one thing? How do I, as a leader, how do I grow? And it is exactly what we talked about earlier. When you act like you belong in the room, you're going to get in the room. When you act like a business of 400 grand a year in revenue, you're going to get there. When you act like a business of 4 million or 14 million or 104 million, you're going to be there. So what is standing in your way? Is it lack of preparation? Is it discipline? Is it not leaning into incremental, not monumental? Is it paying the price? Is it relationships? I can promise you, just for about everybody, at least one thing that's in the way is not having the right relationships. And we give you two opportunities inside of Grow Stack Drive. Number one, our GSD community. We do two coaching calls a day, or two coaching calls a week, Monday morning, Wednesday night. All of our courses, mindset, strategy, leadership development, they're online courses. You get all of our digital content, which is all of our events, all four of our boot camps, plus our Create conference that we just did in Atlanta with John Maxwell, Jesse Itzler, and an unbelievable lineup of entrepreneurs and speakers, authors, and coaches. And then you get access to our private Facebook community. All free, 10 days, growstackdrive.com/challenge. Hit that up and you can be a part. Second thing is our GSD Elite Mastermind. And it is an elite circle of business owners from around the world who are absolutely crushing it, who understand the importance of being significant leaders versus leaders or people who just chase success. But anyway, guys, this has been primary role of the leader. When you act like you get in the room, when you act like you belong in the room, you will get in the room. When you act like a business of fill in the blank, you will become a business of whatever that number is that you're looking for. So I hope this helped you today, guys. Again, we are absolutely humbled, blown away at the unbelievable response that we've gotten from the growth and the direction of this podcast. If this has helped you in any way, I'd love for you to just, as my good buddy Kenya said, smash that like button, smash that subscribe button, download, and share this on social media. It blows me away every day. There's probably 4 to 5 to 6 people who are sharing a podcast every day on their social media. If you'll tag me in it, I will always re-share that on my page as well. But anyway, guys, we love you a ton. Again, if you would love to be a part of our Grow Stack Drive community for 10 days, absolutely free, growstackdrive.com/challenge. I love you. I'll see you next week. Let's go. Thanks for tuning in to the As the Leader Grows podcast. My heart is always to add value to others on their journey to becoming the best version of themselves. If this episode did that for you, please subscribe, like, and share. Also, as a thank you for listening, please visit book.growstackdrive.com to get a free digital copy of my Amazon best-selling book, As the Leader Grows. Tune back in often and continue your journey of growth, whether it is here or elsewhere. The best investment you can make as a leader is in yourself.